feel it now. It's all around me. A silent voice I can't deny. A mother's arms, how they surround me. They say
Avyaktamurli, 27 December 1987. This is yesterday's Avyaktamurli. Even if storms of Maya do come, you consider gaining victory over Maya to be a game, not laboring. What happens in a game? You have to gain victory, do you not? So you play a game of gaining victory over Maya. Do you find it a game or something difficult? When you are stable in the stage of Master Almighty Authority, you will find it to be a game. In fact, you challenge her even more to come and take leave for half the cycle. So she comes to celebrate the farewell ceremony, not to fight with you. A victorious jewel is victorious in every task at every moment. You are victorious, are you not, Haji? Yes, indeed. So when you go back, say Haji there too. Nevertheless, you have become very courageous. Previously, you used to get afraid very quickly. Now you have become courageous. Now you have become experienced. So you have become those who have the authority of experience. You also have developed the power to discern. And you are therefore not afraid. You have been victorious many times. You are and you will be victorious. Always have this awareness. Achcha. So yesterday we were discussing about being natural. Baba doesn't like hard work. Baba doesn't like laboring, mehnat, effort. Baba said, your sthiti, your stage should become natural. The stage of having faith in intellect in the natural manner. Today Baba is talking about Maya. Life is a game. This is a huge drama which is going on. The whole world is unlimited stage. If you are standing here, you do not know where it begins and where it ends. It's such a huge stage with multiple actors everywhere. In one's lifetime, hardly you will know all the actors. This is the cosmic drama. This is the cosmic game enacted on the unlimited stage of this world. So it's a cosmic game. And why do we play game for? Enjoyment. Sportsmanship. To be a winner or loser, to be a gainer or loser, it has less to do with game. Most important thing is to play it. Two people are sitting and playing cards. Cards. So the goal is to enjoy the game. It's not about winning, it's not about losing. It's just about enjoying. So, life is also such a game, a fun-filled game. A game, a drama, a movie, a sport. You just enjoy it. That means you should not be very much serious. You should have a non-serious attitude. Otherwise, you will become heavy and burdenful. You should be frolicky like a child, jumping with joy, enjoying things as they come, rather than wearing a serious look. So would you like to become a Meera or Buddha? A Meera is dancing and Buddha is sitting like a statue, undisturbed. Buddha is a meditation inside, Meera is meditation outside. Buddha is a samadhi which is intrinsic. Meera is samadhi which is external. But both are same. But to be a Meera is better. So life is game, a sport, a drama. Just enjoy it. Then this winning over Maya will also become a game. You will not be very much serious. Because Maya will keep on taking new forms every time. If you take out Maya from this drama, and there is no Maya, the whole 5000 years, golden age, there is no excitement, there is no climax. It is the entry of the villain that creates agitation, waves. Otherwise, just imagine whole 5000 years, only Lakshmi Narayan are sitting and ruling. There is no disturbance at all in their kingdom. And the drama finishes. There is not even interval. So this is a beautifully enacted drama, where just after the interval, till here, you are enjoying, but okay, because there are new things. Everything is new for you, so you keep on enjoying. But how long you are going to enjoy that? It will become boring. So just after the interval, the Maya enters and the real play starts. Everything becomes up and down. Confusion is created here. New corruption enters, strategies enters, conspiracies entered, the friends become foe. So everything starts here. So the disturbance starts here. And the more the disturbance, the more the enjoyable the drama is. The more the upheaval, the more the enjoyable. Enjoyment in the drama. So this is a beautiful play, but one must think of it as a whole. As I said, the stage is unlimited. We do not know from where the stage is beginning and where it ends. I cannot see all the actors at the same time. And I am at this point of time. Before me, so many actors have come. At present, wherever you are sitting, this place, at least 10 dead bodies are below it. 10 dead bodies. Till now. Or more. Since Copper Age. Wherever you stand, at least 10 dead bodies are buried there. So I really do not know what has happened before me. So this drama is in front of me. And I have a non-serious attitude. Fun-filled attitude. About everything that's happening. Because everything is play. Maya is coming, Maya is going. Vices are coming, vices are going. There is a rise, there is fall. Everything that is happening here has a purpose. So this coming of Maya also has purpose. So I don't get disturbed. I just enjoy it. Cosmic drama, cosmic play, a beautiful play, Leela. It is called Leela. Leela is for what? Enjoyment. God is sitting like this without any work and he feels, oh, let me do something. And he creates this world. And this world is a great Leela, where he himself is the Leeladhar, he is the actor. He is the great actor. He himself is acting in different manner. So, just enjoy everything. Enjoy Amrit Vela, enjoy Murli. Enjoy staying inside the home, enjoy staying outside. Enjoy the lockdown, enjoy the lockout. Enjoy Maya. Enjoy Maya also. Everything is so fun-filled, joy-filled. People get frustrated with boredom. What to do? This most important thing that lockdown told the world is the importance of freedom. When you are free, you have no importance of it. But when you are locked, then you understand what is freedom. Ask a prisoner who has been incarcerated for 10 years how deeply he aspires for freedom. So, wherever you are, but enjoy it. Just enjoy it. Enjoy the silence, enjoy the speech. Enjoy staying inside the room, enjoy staying out. Enjoy everything. Then, enjoy life as it is. Whatever life gives you, whatever. But that thing can be done only when we don't identify ourselves with it. We remain detached. Then only you can enjoy things. If you get involved in things, you can't enjoy. And to remain detached, then there are so many rules and regulations. And the spiritual rules and Srimad starts. Because without remaining detached, you cannot enjoy anything. If you want to remain enjoy, you have to keep yourself away. Mentally. So Baba says, Maya will come. Vices will come in different forms. Just study them. As in yesterday's Murli Baba talked about storm. What do storms do? First they make you fly up and then they make you fall down. In the similar manner, Maya comes. It makes you go up first. Because it will give you some achievement first. Otherwise how will you go to her? So there is an initial achievement followed by frustration. So these are the games of Maya. She may not uproot you, but she definitely shakes you up. But this shaking is shaking of your future, your fortune, birth after birth. So don't be very serious in life. Even if you are defeated by Maya, try again. It's fine. It's a journey. Perfection, Sampurnata is a journey. It's a yatra. So, you have begun the yatra. So, you are here, somebody is here. Somebody is here, somebody is here. Those who are ahead, they may sometimes go back. So, this game keeps on happening. So, rather than having a competitive attitude, go for a non-competitive, non-serious attitude. And just keep on marching, step by step, bit by bit, slowly, slowly. Checking yourself. During the times of storms, what happens to mind, intellect, emotions? Not taking things too seriously. Somebody says something. You feel bad. Oh, why he says like this to me? I am so good. So what? There's nothing to feel wrong about it. This is world. World is like this only from all the. There would be people like that. So there's nothing to feel. So you enjoy things as they come. It's a fun-filled drama. It's a comic, cosmic drama. It's a comedy drama. It's a Mickey Mouse which is going on. Sometimes you are defeated, sometimes you are victorious. Sometimes you gain victory, sometimes you lose. So, if I gain victory, there is no joy, there is no reason to be overjoyed. Keep the same constant stage. If I am defeated, fine, I'll come back again. So victory, defeat, cold, hot. Things are there, things are not there. People are with you, people are not with you. You are sick, you are healthy. If you are healthy, enjoy health. But when you are sick, ill, enjoy that illness also. People are so troubled and disturbed during the times of illness. As if that illness is everything. As if it is permanent. Remember the rule of anicca, impermanence. The rule of anicca. Everything is anitya. Everything is transitory. The Pali word is anicca. 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 Buddha said, everything is anicca. Everything is transitory. You are very happy today? Don't worry, your happiness will go away. If you are very sorrowful, your sorrow will go away. Time is the greatest of all healers. Time is greatest healer. If you feel somebody you have lost, time will heal that wound. Somebody is dead. Time will heal the wound. So, there are two things. One is this law of impermanence, another this law of enjoyment. Enjoy everything as game, and also know that at the same time everything is changing. Now there is a lockdown. After some time there would not be any lockdown. Now there is a second wave. After some time there would be nothing. Everything will be normalized again. But again, there could be another third thing. So this game will go on. Now this, after that, something else. So new things will keep on happening on the world stage. Baba had predicted long back, the time will come when you will not be able to go out of your houses. He had given all the predictions. Things would be like this. But Baba said, this will not happen suddenly. There would be rehearsal, first of all. So now the rehearsal is going on. Don't think this is real. The real is about to happen, which would be more fierce and dangerous and ferocious. This is just a glimpse of it. Nothing else. Baba said, the market of death would become hot. It is just warm now. Whatever life is bringing, just enjoy it. Just play the game. With the attitude of sportsmanship. Sometimes victory, sometimes defeat. Don't go so down during the times of defeat that you never come up. If there is a defeat, yes, accept the defeat. There's one more rule in this nature. Rule of cause and effect. This is the most important rule. Whatever that is happening in your life is because of something else. Nothing is happening without any cause. Cause and effect. This is karma only. So whatever you are experiencing now, there is some cause. If you are experiencing subtle sorrow, try to find out what is the cause. There must be some cause hidden. If you are experiencing too much happiness, even then try to find why I am feeling so happy today. What is the cause? If you find the cause, then that will become a weapon for you to become happy next time. So always find a cause for every effect. Whatever you experience now. You experience lightness today. Why am I experiencing so much lightness? There must be some cause. You are experiencing so much heaviness. I don't know why I am feeling heavy. But if I explore, if I investigate, I will find out, yes, because of that particular word which I said, I am feeling heavy. I should not have said that. So cause and effect. So once you find out the cause, you can always rectify the effect. There is some nasty habit, some dirty habit, some bad habit. And because of that bad habit, some sanskar has been created. And that sanskar is troubling you. Now, the result is some karma. But when I apply this rule, effect is caused by some cause. I go back, and I identify, oh, this is the habit. Now let me work on this. And it is just an habit, not an addiction. What is the difference between habit and addiction? What is the difference between habit and addiction? And? Oh, no, it's not like that. Addiction is deeper. Habit, when you give up, it does not cause emotional changes, disturbance. When you give up addiction, it causes emotional disturbances. For example, I'm habituated to reading newspaper. Today newspaper is not there, it's fine. But I'm habituated to smoking. I'm addicted to smoking. Today smoking is not there. I feel restless. That's why they say that no habit should be given up suddenly. Nothing. Even if it is a food habit, it should be changed very gradually. Otherwise, shock you will receive. What you will receive? A great shock. A person who is drinking from last 30 years alcohol, he is drinking alcohol. You tell him that this is very bad, you stop alcohol. And he says, oh, really? And he stops. And the next day, his whole body is craving and crying for alcohol. He is restless. He may even die. That's why never do that. Don't tell anybody to give up anything suddenly. Somebody is eating non-veg. You tell him, oh, this is bad, just stop it. But if he is addicted to non-veg, he may even die giving it up. Sudden body cannot tolerate sudden shocks. Some people might, there are excuses always, or exceptions always, but more often than not, they are not. If you are having a particular pattern of food, continue it. Don't change so fast. Let the change happen very gradual. Slowly. Then the body will not receive fast. So if suppose some person is eating all the four times food, and suddenly you tell him, hey, why you do? You should keep a fast. The moment he keeps the fast, he may suddenly fall down feeling giddy and something will happen, even death. Sudden starvation, dehydration and death. Why? Because it is not because of lack of food. It is not because of lack of food. It is because of the shock which you have given to the body. Because food is the stimulation here. A person is addicted to alcohol 30 years. You take out alcohol. The body is shocked. So does it mean that alcohol is the physiological need of the body? No. But for him, yes. In the similar manner, food. There are people who live without for 3 days. But there is another person who can't stay even live for 6 hours. It is a punishment for him. He can't even think of it. Because that is a great shock to his body. The same principle which is applied here. Somebody is having opium for 30 years and you tell him, stop opium. There will be shock to the body. Similarly, whenever any stimulus is withdrawn, it is a shock. So any change should be gradual. So understand these 3 laws today. First, life is a game. Enjoy it. It's a cosmic and comic drama which is going on. It's a cosmic play. Second thing, anikya, impermanent. Everything is impermanent. Today you feel happy, tomorrow you will be unhappy, don't worry. Today your stage is very good, tomorrow it will go down, don't worry. Today you are down, but next day you will go up. You are in pain, this knee is paining so much today. Why you are so troubled? It will go away. No pain is permanent. Nothing is permanent here. So law of anikya, law of impermanence. And the third, cause and effect. Anything, maya is coming, so find out what is the cause. If this is the maya, from where it started, where the Maya has taken birth, how the Maya is coming. Probably I must have given her some hospitality in the past, that she keeps on coming to me as if a familiar friend. So, anything which is happening has the cause. Cause and effect. This philosophy. Okay? So, just enjoy. So, this was in two parts we covered Sunday's Avyakta Murli. Baba is talking with double foreigner. Yesterday we saw about non-serious attitude and enjoying and being natural. Today also, continuation of the same. Om Shanti.